Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is awesome. We are thankful to God for another day's rising, another day's journey. As old folks are saying, I'm glad about it. Amen. Today is day 12. Day 12, we are marching precipitously toward the halfway mark, and we are glad about it. Day 12 of our 40-day sojourn together, where God has blessed us to come together Monday through Saturday, and I hope you are blessed. Thank you all for joining us for the call. I'm going to get right into the Word. The Word this morning is coming to us from the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, and I want to lift up in your hearing verses 7 and 8, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8, and I'll be reading the word of the Lord, again, Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Here's what the word of the Lord says: ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Word of God, people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about the key to answered prayer. The key to answered prayer. Beloved, here we find Jesus spending time speaking to a mixed crowd of believers and non-believers. In fact, for some of you Bible scholars, you probably already surmised that Jesus is delivering his famous Sermon on the Mount. And in this instance of the text, Jesus is talking about prayer. That's what he's talking about when he talks about asking, seeking, and knocking. He's talking about prayer. Now, earlier in his Sermon on the Mount, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus talks about prayer and how we should approach God. He talks about prayer and the things we should say and do. And some people may say that that's the Lord's Prayer, but it's really a model prayer, how to pray to God. So Jesus in Matthew 6 gives us the action within prayer. But what we find here in Matthew chapter 7 is that Jesus gives us the keys to answered prayer. Matthew 6 gives us the actions that we must take, you know, crafting the words and also making sure we watch our approach. It's the action within prayer. But Matthew 7 gives us the key to answered prayer. Prayer, beloved, is a means that God has selected to bring answers to his children. In fact, in James chapter 4, verse 2, the scripture says, in the latter part of the scripture, it says, you do not have because you do not ask. But please be mindful that there's a way to ask. For verse 3 of James chapter 4, verse 3 of James chapter 4 says, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. So some of us suffer because we do not ask. And then some of us suffer because we ask, but we ask wrongly. So, with Jesus sharing with us what I believe are the key to answered prayer, What are the keys to answered prayer? Relevant question this morning. And what are we required to do for answered prayer? There are three things out of this one pericope, this text, that I believe will help us to understand the keys to answered prayer. Number one, you got to be particular in your petition. Got to be particular in your petition. Look at the A clause of verse 7. A clause of verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Verse 8 says, for everyone who asks receives. Now, just reading that on the surface, you would think, oh man, that means all I got to do is tell God all about it and it's done. But no, please note this, that the only way to ask is that when you ask, you have to know what to ask for. That's key, y'all. You got to know what to ask for. And the only way to know what to ask for is that you've got to spend time with God. The more you are in communication and connection with God, the more you will know what to ask for in accordance to God's will. A lot of times, beloved, just like it says in James 4 and 3, you ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on what you want. But the reality is, in order for your prayers to be answered, you first must know what to ask for when you pray. And the only way to know what to ask for in accordance to God's will is that you've got to get in constant communication and connection with God. You see, our prayers and petitions are a sign of dependence on God and a display of our faith. We're depending on God and we're displaying our faith. We're in connection and communication with God. So now God will give me what I should ask. And then, beloved, you will receive. But there's more here. The keys to answer prayer is not only being particular in your petition. The second thing is you've got to be persistent in seeking his presence. You've got to be persistent in seeking his presence. Look at the B clause of verse 7. B clause of verse 7 says, seek and you will find. B clause of verse 8 says, the one who seeks finds. So watch this, beloved. It is important to understand that we must be persistent in seeking God's presence. And these are progressive steps, beloved. So we start with being particular in our petition, learning by way of communication and connection with God what we are to ask for. But then, beloved, when we come to God, we got to be persistent in seeking his presence. Earlier in Matthew chapter 6, right around verse 33, Jesus gave us the key. He says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. I like what it says in Psalm 34, verse 10. It says, the young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. So when you have aligned your ask in accordance to God's will, and now you're persistent in seeking God's presence, it is there, beloved, that when we seek the Lord, the Bible says, the Lord says, we will lack no good thing. That means when we are praying with a petition, Watch the progressive steps and being persistent in seeking God. That means when we're seeking God and his righteousness, that we are setting a priority for God and the things of God in our lives. This is what it means to have answered prayer. We are setting a priority for God and the things of God. So notice the progressive steps that I got to be particular in my petition. I just can't ask any old kind of way, and I can't ask for any old kind of thing. But then, beloved, we got to be persistent in seeking God's presence. I want God's righteousness. I want to set a priority for God and the things that God wants me to have. That's the key to answered prayer. But here's the final thing, beloved, I want to give you. Not only is it important that you be particular in your petitions, not only is it important that you be persistent in seeking God's presence, the third thing, beloved, is you've got to be prepared to produce. Be prepared to produce. Look at the C clause of verse 7. It says, notice it's the progressive steps, knock and the door will be opened to you. Verse 8, it says, and to the one who knocks, the door will be open. Now, the Lord uses a metaphor of this door for action that comes with a focused desire. In other words, if what God has for you is behind the door, and what God has for you is a part of the petition that you have now learned you must align and ask for in accordance to God's will, are you then prepared to do what you need to do in order to get what God wants you to have? Oh, I wish I had more time. I got to move. Are you prepared to be productive? In other words, are you prepared to take the action necessary to achieve the desired outcome? Watch this in 1 John 3:18. It says, we ought not to love in word alone, but in action also. Now, what does that mean? That means knocking is the progressive crescendo to answered prayer, meaning that when I petition based on my ask being aligned according to God's will, and when I'm persistent, meaning that I'm persistent in seeking God's presence because I have learned that when I put seeking as a priority, hallelujah, that means I put God and the things of God ahead of everything else. When you do that, then you must be prepared to do your part for answered prayer to take place. Let me show you what I mean, and I'm praying. Verse 12. Look at verse number 12. Yes. Verse 12 in Matthew 7 says the following. So in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you. Well, this sums up the law of the prophets. Now, why are you saying that, Pastor Jones? Why are you bringing up the golden rule? Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Because, beloved, this is the key to answered prayer. That's why you do to others what you would have them to do to you. In other words, God is sharing with us, and I'm praying, the key to answered prayer is that in order to get answered prayer, you got to be answered prayer. When your concern and desire is for the things of God, the focus is taken off of you and the focus is put on someone else. And when you learn to be answered prayer for someone else, guess what God will do? That's when God will answer your prayers. Oh, I wish I had time. I got to pray. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come grateful and thankful for your word on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that we have now discovered the key to answered prayer, that we have to be particular in our petitions, making sure that our ask is aligned in accordance to your will. We have to be persistent in seeking your presence, knowing that when we seek you and your kingdom and your righteousness, everything else will be added unto us. We know that the key in seeking you is knowing that you, Lord, will let us lack no good thing. We'll receive what you have for us to receive when we make you a priority. And then, Lord God, we're grateful that we're to be prepared to be productive. That when we knock, the metaphor of knocking on the door is knowing that behind the door is what we have desired according to your will. And we're going to be prepared to keep knocking, Lord God. We're going to be prepared to insert ourselves in action and be prepared, Lord God, to do our part so that answered prayer can be achieved. And Lord, thank you for the revelation that to get answered prayer, we have to be answered prayer. Lord, we love you on this morning. We bless you and we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Listen, if you prayed that prayer and if you read that scripture and you took a little bit of notes, amen, then you've got the keys to answered prayer. God wants to answer our prayers. And I pray you take the word of God and know that God loves you. Amen. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. Day 12. Y'all be blessed in Jesus' name. I'll talk to you in the morning. Amen.